Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So this Lent, we are going through a series of Bible readings and teachings on following Jesus. And not just following after him to where he's going, but actually following his example. Today, we look at Jesus and his generosity. Our dear Lord rebuked those who criticized the woman for pouring the expensive perfume upon his head. They accused her of waste, implying that she was negligent in her care for the poor. But Jesus both defended and commended this woman, saying, "Leave her alone. Why are you causing her trouble? She has done a beautiful work for me." Anointing Jesus with this expensive perfume was not a waste at all. It was a generous and loving gift given to her Lord and Savior. The woman's gift was expensive. They said, "Could this not be sold for 300 denarii?" One denarius was a day's wage. This would have been sold for almost a year's worth of wages. And she saved it for Jesus. Her work was beautiful because she gave it to Jesus freely, without compulsion, without being forced or pressured to do so. It was beautiful. And Jesus commended this work because he knew that it was a gift of love. Now, our account does not disclose the identity of this woman, but John's gospel does. This woman is Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus. This is the same Mary who sat at Jesus' feet and listened to his word when he was a house guest. This is probably the same Mary who had 7 demons cast out of her by our Lord. So a very generous gift was in order, for she had received much. And in return, she gave greatly. But Mary's work was beautiful also, because she did it for such a good purpose. In order to anoint Jesus' body beforehand for burial. This was the custom at the time, that you wash the person's body, you anoint the body with perfume or spices, and then you wrap it in cloth. And so this was actually a pre-burial preparation. Jesus said, "She took it upon herself beforehand to anoint my body for burial." Mary's work suggests that she had understood what Jesus was teaching all along, that she had understood what he had foretold with regard to his impending death. For Jesus had told the women too, and that she had taken his words to heart. She believed them. And she thought that this just might be the last time she would have to honor her Lord and Savior. And so she poured out the precious perfume upon his head. But by this early anointing of Jesus' body for burial, Mary's generous gift actually points forward to a far more generous gift. That is, to the gift of our Lord Jesus when he offered himself into death. And that is the most generous gift of all. Mary's was quite generous. But Jesus' gift was so vastly more generous, of truly priceless value. Jesus gave far more than perfume or jewels or silver or gold. He gave his precious blood, the blood of the Son of God. The man who is God gave his entire life into death for us. All his righteousness, all of his obedience, all of his divine goodness, his pure and holy body, he gave it all. And he too gave voluntarily, freely. Though wicked men arrested him, falsely accused him, unjustly condemned him, and crucified him, no one forced our Lord to suffer and die. Rather, he humbled himself. He chose to give his life as an act of his own will. As he said, "No one takes my life from me. I lay it down of my own accord." And who can match Jesus' gift when it comes to love? His generous gift is the supreme expression of divine love. Christ loved us and gave himself for us. In this we know love, that he laid down his life for us. His free and loving generosity make Jesus' gift the most beautiful work of all. And he gave his life for a good purpose, indeed the best purpose, the salvation of the entire world. Mary's gift pointed forward to Jesus' death and burial. Jesus' gift is the real thing. It is when he gave his body into death to atone for all of our sins and to gain forgiveness for all of mankind. So be certain of this. Because of Jesus' generous giving, your sins are forgiven. Period. The devil may accuse you of sin. Other people may lovelessly criticize you and find fault with you. Your own conscience may point out your own offenses against God and condemn you for them. But God has pardoned you fully for the sake of Jesus' gift in his generous giving of his own life. When he laid all of your transgressions aside, and God now defends you, even as he defended Mary, as his own dear child, and he commends you for the beautiful works that you do out of faith and love for him. And those beautiful works include your own generosity as you follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Savior calls us to this, to follow him in generosity. He said, "I have given you an example that just as I have done for you, you also should do." We cannot give our lives for the salvation of the world. Praise God, that job is already done. But with hearts full of thanksgiving, thanksgiving for what Jesus has accomplished and given to us, we most certainly can follow his example of generous giving. And this is not merely an example alone, but also our Lord's command. The one who contributes, let him give in generosity. So when we give to help others who are in need, and when we bring offerings to our Lord and Savior, we are to strive to heed his command and follow the pattern that he has established for us. Jesus did not give us leftovers. He gave his best. And so we should not give our leftovers either, but the first and the best of what he has given to us. Jesus did not give as an afterthought, but according to the plan of salvation that God has established from the foundation of the world. And so when it comes to our offerings to the Lord, we should make a thoughtful plan to give generously in proportion to the way that he has blessed us. Like the Macedonian Christians that we heard, who gave according to their ability and even beyond their ability, we can and should give a generous portion of what God provides to us to honor our Lord. And so also we should give freely, just as Jesus gave freely. There is to be no compulsion involved in our works of love and our offerings to our Lord, nor do we give grudgingly, but freely and cheerfully because we want to. We want to out of thanksgiving for what God has done for us in Christ Jesus. There is no New Testament ceremonial law involved here. Rather, we are free to give as generously as our Savior has given for us. And in the same way, our Lord teaches us to give generously out of love, love for Him and love for our neighbor. Genuine love is always love indeed, love such as Mary showed to Jesus, love such as Jesus showed to us all. It is love that sees our neighbor in need and gives generously to help him. It is love that hears the word of the Lord and does what it says. And if we love, we will give generously. If we give without love, our giving is not truly following Jesus. And so we follow Jesus in generosity, most especially when we give for a good purpose, to thank the Lord and support his gospel ministry and other works of ministry mercy. The people of Israel gave generously for the service of God's gospel purposes, to construct and support the operation of the tabernacle. For that was the place where the Lord received the Old Testament sacrifices, the very place where he bestowed the forgiveness of sins upon his people. And so they gave abundantly, so abundantly, that they had to be told to stop. In the same way, we should bring generous offerings to support the Lord's work of bestowing his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation right here in this place, through the preaching and teaching of his word, through baptism and the Lord's Supper, and also to support the Lord's work of caring for those who are poor and needy in our midst. Our Lord Jesus was right when he said, "Wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what Mary did for him has been told in memory of her." We just heard it. And as we remember her generosity in anointing our Lord Jesus before his burial, we remember all the more our Lord's supreme generosity in giving his life for our forgiveness and everlasting salvation. With thankful hearts, then, may we all rededicate ourselves to following him in generosity. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.